Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hit us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Lots going on today. Why don't you go ahead and text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Colin Dunlap, Chris Mack, Adam Crowley here. It is the Fan Morning Show, and there was... it was billed as a big, big, big bombshell, at least on the PM team yesterday, and I guess I'll go along with that. Rob Rossi from The Athletic had said this about why Sidney Crosby didn't play in Game 6, and when talking about it, said, well, he could have played in Game 6. Here's Rossi.
I'm not so sure how much juice he has with this management group.
Hextall told him he wasn't allowed to play in Game 6?
Yeah, the Penguins told him he wasn't allowed to play in Game 6. He had passed the test from what I've been told.
Was it, and what you were told, Rob, is it was specifically Hextall who said no to this, correct?
Well, that would be the general manager. I mean, that would be the general manager that would make that case. I mean, the doctors would tell the GM and the GM would make that case. I'm not saying that it was like a Ron Hextall-only decision. But I think it speaks to a little bit of a disconnect between the captain and this management.
All right, I have strong thoughts on this, but I'll open the floor to you guys because I'll just be frank. I don't believe it. I think it's fiction, and I have a lot of reasons why. But go ahead.
Well, can I ask why you don't believe? You don't believe Rob's reporting?
Correct.
Okay.
Rob has a track record of that's not so great. He swings and misses a lot. And it simply doesn't make sense to me at all. There is a new ownership group in town that it makes a lot of sense for them to make as much money as they can, thus put their best players out there, thus advance or try to advance to the next round. It's a game that is driven by the gate. They're trying to advance and make as much gate as possible. It is a Game 6. When you look at the full context of Game 6, you have Domingue playing goal. You want your, again, best players out there. You want to avoid at all costs going back to New York City. Thus, in that context, you want Sidney Crosby to play. Rossi's a known water carrier for Evgeny Malkin. It's stated and out there that Hextall in the group probably doesn't want to bring Evgeny Malkin back. But what is also stated is that Sidney Crosby has publicly stated that he does want to bring Evgeny Malkin back. That has been on the record before. This seems to be a carrying of water to try to sully the name of Ron Hextall a little bit more and force a more of a divide. I simply don't believe it. I don't believe Rossi's report.
I'll agree with you that it doesn't make any sense to keep Sidney Crosby out of Game 6.
On top of that, here's the big hammer for me. Rossi mentioned it on a radio show on our station, and it is a bombshell. He didn't write a word of it. It's not on The Athletic. If it is such a gigantic story, and it emanates from you, and you have that report, I grew up as a print journalist. Why would you not own it and disseminate it as yours?
Right. And so I reached out to a few people last night after this thing came out, right? Trying to find out, really, is this really? You're telling me Ron Hextall really decided he wasn't going to play Sidney Crosby despite the fact that he cleared any concussion testing? Tell me what's going on here. And the feedback I got was that somebody decided they didn't want Sidney Crosby to play in Game 6 despite his clearing the concussion testing. That still befuddles and confounds me. Whether it was including Ron Hextall in that decision or Ron Hextall is simply taking the bullet for that decision, don't know, but somebody in the organization decided they didn't want Sidney Crosby to play in Game 6.
Isn't Sidney Crosby the most powerful person in the organization? Until I hear this from Sidney Crosby or his agent, I just don't believe it. I don't believe that it happened. And again, the biggest part of all of this is, why would Rob Rossi report it on an entity in which he gets no juice from? Why would he go on the PM team? And I'm glad he did it. It brings ears into our station. But like when I was a print journalist from the Pittsburgh Post, working for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, why would I have what I felt was proprietary information and give it to a radio station as opposed to the news house that I worked for?
And I'll say this also, and then I'll cede the floor to you, Crowley. Rob is not the only person that reports on the Penguins for The Athletic. There's multiple people. It's not just Josh Yowie. It's not just Rob Rossi. And this may not have been a fully, what's the proper way to put it? Not fully fleshed out. The story and the reporting had been done, but it wasn't yet quite ready to hit the site. It wasn't quite ready for public consumption because today's breakup day, right? And there may have been other stuff you could kick up during breakup day that you make a part of this story and a part of the reporting on this story. And perhaps it was a jumping of the gun, so to speak.
You don't sit on news, and particularly news that your captain and your superstar missed Game 6 because allegedly someone told him he couldn't play. You simply don't sit on news.
I agree with you.
I don't think this makes any sense from a Ron Hextall perspective.
Right.
Now, if the nameless gray faces of the Fenway Sports Group told them, hey, this is our investment in Sidney Crosby. We bought this franchise because we want this guy for the next 5 years, so sit him until we know 100% he's healthy. That makes some sense. But if it's Ron Hextall on his own accord saying, nah, that doesn't jive with me, because he knows that there's a new ownership group. Mm-hmm. He knows they got to win. And he knows for two reasons you got to win. One, it looks good. And two, the further you go in the playoffs, the closer you get to the draft and free agency, and the safer your job you would think is going to be.
Well, let me tackle the Fenway part of it that you bring up, and I think it's a very good point. Sidney Crosby's 34. That Game 6 very well could have been, if he played, the final game that Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang, and Evgeny Malkin all played at PPG Paints Arena together.
Right.
They are due, and everybody's predicting, a lull in what's going on at 34 years old, and Sidney Crosby may be the last man standing of the big three here in Pittsburgh, right? Why, if you're the Fenway sports group, why would you not try to, even from that angle, not try to maximize what you could get right now if the guy was cleared to play and advance to another round and get as many ticket sales as you could get in another round when you had a captive audience in people wanting to kill Jacob Trouba? You had a team that you think is better right now than it will be next year, as many people are predicting, and you had Sidney Crosby allegedly healthy. I don't even think it makes sense from the Fenway Sports Group aspect.
No, it doesn't make sense from any aspect, because if Sidney Crosby is healthy and cleared to play for Game 6, he plays, regardless of anything else. It's a medical decision. It's not a Fenway Sports Group decision.
And on top of that, Rob Rossi tweeted out between Game 5 and 6 that Sidney Crosby had a concussion, and then magically it was erased.
Yeah, I don't. And here's what I. Here's where. And you made a good point, Colin, that Rob has a good relationship with Evgeny Malkin, mm-hmm. right? And that perhaps there's water carrying or angles being worked behind the scenes here. My thought here this morning, as we hash all this out over the air and as we've talked about it before the show, is if in fact there are people in the organization, and we know there's going to be some top-down restructuring of the organization. We know there's going to be a new CEO. What's that mean for the president and the GM? But if you were in that organization and you were looking to hasten the exit of someone, a good way to hasten their exit would be to throw it out there that they were the person who told Sidney Crosby he couldn't play in Game 6.
Positively. And that person does not want your buddy on the team still, i.e. Evgeny Malkin. Ron Hextall does not want to offer, does not want to try to come to a contract agreement, does not want Evgeny Malkin around anymore. Sidney Crosby does. That has been publicly stated. This is, to me, I'll say it, and I don't care who's mad. This is Rob Rossi carrying water for Evgeny Malkin. That's it. And trying to make, and Ron Hextall might be out the door anyway, But this is Rob Rossi trying to make Ron Hextall look bad.
Well,
That's my view.
I don't know if it's Rossi necessarily doing that. He's taking what his sources, whoever they are giving him, right? And so I'm not going to fault Rossi if there's infighting now inside the Penguins organization, which is what it seems like. That's, I think, the crux of the matter for me, is that somebody with inside the Penguins organization, maybe they're mad because they got a lowball offer on a contract extension. Maybe they're mad because their buddy got a lowball offer on a contract extension. Maybe they're mad because they see it all crumbling down and they feel some of the weight is on their shoulders. Maybe it's somebody else who's not even related to Evgeny Malkin, who works inside the organization, who doesn't like Ron Hextall because he looked sideways at him one day inside the office. I have no idea, but obviously there are people inside this organization who have conflicting views about who should be in charge of the personnel side going forward. And that's why we have at the center of this controversy, the general manager told the greatest player on the face of the earth, even though he was healthy enough to play in an elimination game, that he couldn't play.
Well, the person that you paint the picture of there, and I don't know, again, whoever that person is the absolute bow, and Rossi is the fiddle because he got played. I don't believe Rob Rossi. It's as simple as that for me. I don't believe him.
Jeff Hathorn was on with us yesterday, and there was a Ron Hextall angle there, too, with the Fenway Sports Group looking into everything and turning over every stone of this organization. I mean, there's something going on there. Now, whether it's this, whether or not Hextall actually told Sidney Crosby, you're healthy, but you can't play or not, I can't say, but there clearly is something a miss there between the general manager and
Crosby. Do you think Sidney Crosby's management group would have been okay with that, and they would have stayed quiet if that happened?
Maybe that's why we're hearing about it.
But do you think they would have used Rob Rossi as their go-between? Honestly, let's think about this for a little bit. What relationship did they have in the past with Rob Rossi? They wouldn't have used a powerful big entity on a national platform in Canada.
I mean, all due respect to Rob, he's the head of the Pittsburgh Hockey Writers Association.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Colin, I don't want to get into a debate about Rob's credentials. He's covered the team for years.
I'm okay with that because
I don't think that's the crux of the story.
Oh,
I
definitely think it is. He is a guy that the former GM told to go sell ice cream because he got about 7 reports wrong in a row. That is the issue here.
Were they all wrong in a row, or the GM didn't like the stories? I mean, this comes back, I think, again, for my money. It comes back to that push and pull that exists between an organization and the fact that there are multiple members within the organization, and there are multiple people who cover that team very closely and have for years working within their own organization. In this case, I'm talking about the Athletic.
Right.
So you've got people inside the Pittsburgh Penguins who have different agendas, who know they've got different people they can talk to at the Athletic, right? And so everybody's deciding how to politic this thing. Some people want Hextall out. Hextall doesn't want out. Some people are mad that Evgeny Malkin and or Chris Letang got low-ball extension offers. They want to paint this person
in
a bad light.
None of that matters. I'm just talking about if Sidney Crosby was healthy and he didn't play in Game 6. And the big hub of it for me is this. I have the same degrees Rob Rossi has. I was a print journalist. If someone gives me information I know no one else has, I don't say it on a radio show that's not mine. I go to where I work, and I write it, and I get the glory, and I get the scoop, so to speak, with where I work.
And that's why I would totally understand if people at the Athletic were not happy with Rob this morning.
He should be terminated immediately.
Whoa!
He should be terminated immediately if he broke a story on a radio show and he had it and he didn't break it where he works.
I've been told that they are going to write it, that they wanted to flesh it out today with the locker room stuff.
Right.
As Chris said, if Crosby wanted to get this information out and he went through a Canadian outlet, something like that, I think it's so easily traced back to Crosby. If you go through this and you go through Rob specifically, well, now where does our mind go immediately? It goes to 71. It goes to Evgeny Malkin. I think that would be the smart way to go about it if I were Crosby.
That's actually a good point.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it until I see someone on the record that is Sidney Crosby or his management group. Because this is a sport, too. People pull their teeth out in between periods and go play.
Right. People play with punctured lungs.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. And we're not talking about degrees of concussion. There are no degrees.
No, you're either cleared or you're not.
And he was. There are no healthy scratches in the playoffs with the captain and a guy who you can argue was the best player in the playoffs.
That's why none of it makes sense, Colin, because I've even been told by some people they don't even think he had a concussion. He had a headache and wanted to play it extra super safe. That's why he left game five. And the fact that anybody, I don't care if it's Ron Hextall, if it's Brian Burke, if it's somebody in Boston at Fenway, would say, no, let's hold him out of the game where we can close this series out. It just makes no sense.
412-928-9370 is that number. Take it or flush it. Coming up next, beer prices are outrageous somewhere, and we'll tell you where. Jeff Hathorn, he joins at 7 o'clock. Hit us on that fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests, and we tell you FanDuel. We tell you about FanDuel all the time. Tuesdays, gigantic thing happening. Go yard all summer long. $5 Dinger Tuesdays. FanDuel Sportsbook partnership with Valley Forge. This season, all customers, they'll get $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place that $25 to hit a home run wager on Tuesday games.
Dingers! Everybody loves dingers, including you and me, especially when we bet on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. The best part about $5 Dinger Tuesdays, even if your bet for a specific home run hitter loses, again, FanDuel going to pay you $5 for every home run hit during that game. So, what are you waiting for? Pick your team, pick your home run hitter, turn big swings into big wins. No better place to do so with America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. Head over to FanDuel today. Download the app if you haven't already. Plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N. That's F-A-N, 21 plus, and present in PA. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus, $25. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ah! Just dropped my pencil and went flying across the room there. It is 6:26 o'clock. That's what time it is. A good time for an insurance checkup by the Buell Insurance Agency. What a day. Come clean. We did that in the last segment brought to you by GetGo. Right now, we take it or flush it. Let's go.
And now, it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now, part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, here we go. So take it or flush it. Crowley, why don't you go first? Take it or flush it.
Hair dye for a 70-year-old man, or it might be a piece, but Bob Costas, I'm watching last night, and this guy, I mean, it's clearly not natural, buddy, and we can all tell. You're old. You're 70. You're going to have some grays. You might have some fallout. Be you, pal. So I'm flushing hair dye for a 70-year-old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask us?
I'm with you.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Give it another hit, the hammer again.
Okay, we'll flush it.
Look, this is not the guy right here, if you're watching on the camera, to be talking about using hair dye or not. 42 and graying gracefully as well as thinning gracefully. Thank you very much. I will not be that guy. I don't care if I end up looking like an eighth grade science teacher with the bowl cut out on top of the head.
Like the fine bomb.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'll take the fine bomb if that's what's coming my way.
Remember when Costas got hair dye in his eye at the Olympics? In Nagano? Was that Nagano? I think. I don't know. It was some Olympics. That was wild when he had that red eye and everybody kept staring at it.
And then it spread to the other eye.
And they did. Remember, you know one of those things on the internet where the video just goes in and it like keeps going inside itself, mm-hmm. like those Russian nesting dolls? It kept going in his eye and in his eye and in his eye. There was like on the internet. I couldn't stop watching
that. The fact that they kept rolling him out.
I know. Every night.
They should have called Ron Hextall to pull him out of the Olympics.
Oh, it was so bad. Take it or flush it, guys. Yeah. The accuracy of the 5-day forecast and how much credence you put into it. Crowley?
I'm flushing that puppy. Oh. I believe in the job that these weathermen and women are trying to
do. Meteorologists, jerk.
Oh.
Yeah, they got degrees.
Jerk.
They got degrees.
So you believe in them?
I believe in them. I don't think that they're fabricating information, but we'll see, especially here in Pittsburgh, a day that's supposed to be beautiful, bang, a thunderstorm pops up. Or the opposite. A thunderstorm's supposed to happen, and bang, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I get within 24 hours, and I'll take the work. Yeah. Outside of 24 hours, I got to flush it. I mean, last night even. Uh-huh. It wasn't supposed to rain at 8 o'clock. Got to the ball field. Everything's ready to go, and then bang, the world ends.
Do you know who religiously would believe in the 5-day forecast and get furious if it didn't work out? Colony would plan his life around it.
5-day.
He'd look
a month out.
Farmer's Almanac.
No, listen, if we would go to spring training, like if he'd go somewhere, he would look in like, you know, so February like what April 22nd was and say, I'm going to be good and I can pack shorts.
Oh, it looks like Saturday, March 16th, it's supposed to be nice out. We'll have to go.
We'll have to go for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. I'll make a tee time right now. 30 days out. All right, what do you got?
I can't get enough of it, and maybe it makes me a bad person. TMZ this morning. Amber Heard says she isn't to blame for the poop found in Johnny Depp's bed, instead blaming the actor's dog, who Heard claims was experiencing some serious bowel issues after eating weed.
All right,
I can't get enough of this thing, this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing.
As soon as I started to hear how weird this trial was going, I made a conscious effort to totally stay away from it. Like, if it comes on, I change the channel real fast. And here's why. It's a safety mechanism. It is an addiction sort of thing. I know if I start to watch it for 2 minutes, I won't be able to get away from it. So now I go cold turkey. I won't watch any of it. So flush that trial.
I'm all about it. And I'm telling you this right now. You can tell the difference between human poop and doggy poop.
Oh, yeah.
Just from the smell alone, you know if your dog went poo in your bed. You know if your wife went poo in your bed.
Yeah.
So I ain't buying her. I'll flush her.
Flush whatever was in the bed. But I take this story, man. We have dogs eating weed.
Well, if either one go poo in my bed, they're out. That's for sure. So, anyway, let's take it or flush it. We love it. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Coming up next, you won't believe this. You will not believe these beer prices. And it does bring us all together, united, as sports fans who go to games. And we do ask a really relevant question about, well, beer and prices. And we do that next. But first, Armstrong Comfort Solutions, they are there for you. It's the time of year where your air conditioning is going to be on. It's taxing to your heating and cooling system. You got to have the right one in your house, the right AC. Maybe it was on its last leg last summer. Don't wait anymore. You don't want to be sitting and sweating all over yourself whenever it's time to get that air conditioner on. Armstrong Comfort Solutions. Armstrong Comfort Solutions carries the leading industry brands. They can customize a solution that meets the specific needs, easy for me to say, of your home and your budget. So get in touch right now. Call Armstrong Comfort Solutions or visit armstrongcomfort.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, by the way, before we get to these beer prices, you know what is next level old school Yinzer gatekeeping stuff? I mean, the highest of degrees Yinzer gatekeeping stuff, that Hines Ward was better than Antonio Brown. That is the height. Like, if you take a...
I've never seen a throw block like that.
Right. If you take a pyramid, that's at the top. That is at the very top of Yinzer gatekeeping pyramid. Opinion.
That and Cars players.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Those two. It's amazing. Whenever AB is in the news, the people who immediately go to Hines Ward was better is the most Yinzer gatekeeping stuff. Those are the people, the same people on vacation that yell about a restaurant having Hunt's ketchup. The same people.
Well, in their defense, Hunt's ketchup sucks.
It might, but you're not here. You know, you're on vacation. And I won't go there. They got Hunt's. Okay, fine. Don't then.
Here's dirty little secret. Half the time, that stuff that's in a Heinz bottle, wherever you're eating, is in Heinz anyway.
I just
lots of places just fill it up with whatever cheap ass ketchup they can find.
I would know.
Blow me away. The Heinz Ward is better than Antonio.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, we'll get into Antonio Brown a little later. I've reached out. I've not heard back, which isn't uncommon.
No.
He'll get back at some point. But I heard he's in Dubai. Or the UAE or somebody, yes. Or somewhere, yes. But he's supposed
to be
here.
With Kanye or just...
No, he's there with the money team or something. And he's working out. He's in Dubai for a couple days. And he's supposed to be in Pittsburgh on Friday.
Just the idea of going to Dubai for a couple of days just to hang out.
All right, so it's Southern Hills. The PGA is this week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I think it has a chance to be hot. I mean, oh, gosh. If you've ever been to Oklahoma, it is just incredibly hot. So the PGA Championship is there. Now, people are hot for another reason, right? Here's what's happening in Tulsa that they saw. They went in the practice round, started and different things. And people were walking around, and they also had some contractors and stuff that were hanging up signage and getting the course prepared and everything. And so they got a glimpse as to what some of the concession prices are. You ready for this? And we need to have a discussion. $18. $18 for a Mick Ultra.
How many ounces?
A regular one. $19 for a Stella. $15 for a Kona, which I like, but $15 is a little steep for the Kona Big Wave. And $19 for the Mick Seltzer, the Michelob Seltzer.
So Kona, which is probably Kona, the best beer on that list.
Is the cheapest. I agree with that. I totally agree with you. So that said, I get when you're – it's I get pricing, event pricing. I understand that or whatever. Although I do think in water, $6. That's ridiculous. There should never be a huge upcharge for water. But anyhow, $18 for a beer, for a Mick Ultra. Mick Ultra, all right, is like – I mean, it's just like water with a little bit of – you know, it's 4% alcohol in it, with a water.
It's like when you take a little eyedropper of food coloring – and put it in something to give it just a hint of color. They take a little eyedropper of beer coloring and just
put it in there. $18. I'm not one to complain about prices. I'm not. And I'm not cheap. I'd rather spend. But if I'm going to spend, I like to get my money's worth. That feels a little bit not within my money's
gouging?
Worth. Yes, it does.
It's gouging.
When are you guys, and we've had this discussion before a little bit, Chris. When are you comfortable at a price point for a beer at an event? That's...
I mean, 12 or 13 bucks is like my max. I mean, and that better be not like some chintzy little 12-ounce plastic bottle. That's like, give me at least 16 ounces, a pounder, right? That's 13 bucks for that. I'm okay. That's what you get at like PNC Park, for example.
It's like 14 bucks for a 24-ounce or a PPG Paints Arena, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is.
Which I'm cool with. That's totally fine by me. But I'm not licking Mick Ultra off Shakira for $18.
Right, and here's the deal. Like, let's say you get a $19 Stella. You give them a $20, you got to give the kid or the girl or whatever that just, here, you got to give them a buck.
$20
a drink. $20 a drink.
Yep.
That's a bit much, no matter how much money you make.
Going to be 90 in Tulsa tomorrow, by the way.
It's
going to cool off on Saturday and Sunday, but 90 each day between now and Friday.
That's got to be. That is the hottest place in America, coupled with Omaha, Nebraska during the College World Series. Two hottest places in the world. So if you... If you go to, my buddy Bill that owns Hampton Beer Outlet, if we get in touch with Bill, how much is a case of Mick Ultra? What's a case of Mick Ultra? 24 bucks, probably?
Not even, probably.
You know?
I mean, you get it at the distributor for what? Yeah, like 20.
And now they're charging that for one beer? You can't revolt. You're at the mercy of them if you want to drink a beer. Nobody's making you drink a beer. I get that.
They're selling an individual beer probably at their cost for an entire case.
Yes.
$12 if you bought it from a Walmart. You can't do it in this state, obviously, but if you went
for
to a Walmart.
For a case or a 12-pack?
24-pack of Mick Ultra for $12, $11.98.
So that's a 200% beer, right?
Yeah.
Is it about 150% beer and what we're doing on markup. For one beer, as coupled against the case.
Yeah.
They know it's an affluent crowd for these golf events.
Is it, though? If you've ever gone to Oakmont at the U.S. Open, the regular grounds tickets, you get every run-of-the-mill regular Joe that plays muni courses. Again, you don't – the base of this argument, though, is you don't have to drink. No one makes you drink alcohol, but you want to walk around at an event or whatever. Are they going to sell as many beers at that price than they would if they marked it down?
That's what I was going to say. Here's the question. Like, we've talked before, too, about like wild fan behavior. Pricing the beers at this amount – has to keep some people from turning into jackasses who would normally turn into jackasses after six beers, right? Or 10 beers. Because you can't, you got to take out a mortgage payment to buy 6 or 10 beers at that cost. So it's keeping some people from going over the top and being wild and crazy and acting like idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the beer costs are in the hospitality tents. Like, you get it. You don't have to buy it at most of those tents, but what they're charging for the people there per beer. Like, whenever you get one of those tents, your PNC Bank or whatever, and you go, what their cost is per unit per beer.
I bet it's pretty close to the same thing.
My gosh. Man, they get you. This is why the best place to watch any sporting event, largely, is on your television on my couch.
Yep.
I mean, that is... That's the place.
There's no place in the world I'd rather watch anything than my house. I could put my feet up.
Yes.
I can wear whatever I want or whatever I don't want.
You don't have to say, excuse me, when you got to go to the bathroom and make 40 people move.
Or Pony's house if he invites you.
Oh, there's that.
Feet up.
Not still salty.
Hand down the pants. You should have a party and not invite Pony then, Mac.
I'm considering it.
Can I come?
Maybe.
Wow. Okay. Twitter poll coming up in just a couple minutes. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. There's so much to talk about today. And Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. We got a lot to talk about with him. He comes your way 8 o'clock. Good morning. Shelby Cassesi, another episode of This Hits Different, another installment of that. 8:45, couple hours from right now. She'll be over the phone, though. It's election day, and she's working for KDK AM, as we know, and so she's out beating the bushes. Remember a couple years ago during that election day? I forget where it was. Those two old men got in that fist fight. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Where was that? Somebody text in, 412-928-9370. Don't look it up, guys. I want to see how astute our listeners are. Where was that? It was in a neighborhood around here. Because then I want to look it up. I want to type it in Google after somebody sends it in and then watch that video again of those two old men. As I remember, it was in between a couple like brick buildings, like around the side of a building, and these guys just went at it. Somebody had it on video. And they're like yelling his name, like, don't do it, Jimmy, or whatever. And the guy just is giving it to him, feeding that other old man a couple big rights. Oh, that was something. Anyway, Twitter poll, let's go. Mm-hmm. Come on, everybody, let's tweet. Come on, everybody, let's tweet. Yes, that's what I said.
There it is.
All right, this was the Twitter poll from yesterday, the results. Do I have the right one? Yes. What would you blame most for the Penguins' first-round loss to the Rangers? Yeah, that was yesterday's Twitter poll, right? Do I have that correct?
Yeah, I labeled it weekend by mistake.
I know, you threw me off, but that's okay. It wasn't the weekend Twitter poll. Nonetheless, here we are. What would you blame most for the Penguins' Rangers' loss? Injuries, poor play, Mike Sullivan, or the Rangers were just better? 52.3% of you say injuries. 30% of you say poor play. 13% of you said the Rangers were just better, got handed to the other team, and 4.7% say the coach, Mike Sullivan. Today's daily Twitter poll. Vote whenever you get an opportunity. Tell all your friends to vote. We'd appreciate it. Here's a daily Twitter poll question. Do you believe Rob Rossi's claim Penguins general manager Ron Hextall held a healthy Sidney Crosby out of Game 6 against the Rangers? Yes, I believe it, or no, it's total BS. 71.7% of you to this point say, no, you don't believe the report. 28.3% of you say, yes, you do believe it. Vote, tell your friends to vote whenever you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show. Mr. Crowley, our producer here, producer and on-air guy, all of it, he does it all here. He is still getting used to this schedule a little bit, right? Because, you know, your life is thrown into kind of a tizzy and a whirlwind whenever it switches up and you start working in the morning. That said, you've started recently, well, working in the morning, very early in the morning. So, oh, it was at Alterdice. Thank you. We appreciate it. So you said that you've started working in the morning, your body clock is still all screwed up and everything, and you understood the delicacies, I guess, of a nap yesterday and just how wonderful that was.
The nap I had yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Was better than the best sex of my life.
Oh, yeah? What time did this nap begin?
My apologies to the one woman. It began at 1.
Okay.
And it ended at 4.
So it was a 3-hour nap.
So was this I'll just nod off on the couch kind of nap? Or was this no, I'm going to get under the covers and curl up kind of nap?
Full bed nap, baby.
Wow. Ooh.
Down to the skivvies.
Yeah.
In the bed. My mom was watching my child. So I had as much time as I needed to nap. I napped for as long yesterday as I slept the night before.
Wow. Good stuff. You know, I never nap because it makes me more tired. I push through no matter what. Sometimes I'll sit on the chair in the living room right before the kids get home from school and find myself nodding off for like 2 or 3 minutes, but I never go and take a nap. I did it once and I was such in a fog that it screwed me all up. I won't nap.
I've started to perfect the fine art of, for some reason, this lulls me to sleep. I don't know why. Like old 90s wrestling on Peacock. So like the 1993 Royal Rumble. I threw that on the other day. And naturally, when the Big Boss Man and Bam Bam Bigelow come on, I nod off and I'm out for about a half hour, 45 minutes, wake up just in time for the Royal Rumble. But for some reason, that's like my sedative. And I just zonk out for like, try to go for no more than an hour. Because that's when you wake up and you're really like, oh, my God, I think I'm more tired
the
now.
Best nap story ever in Fan Morning Show history obviously involves Colony.
Obviously.
This is the best one ever. Now, you got to be careful of this. This happened at the height of, you know, when it's light for like 3.5 hours that time of year, like in the dead of December, okay? Colony went and had a nap like yours, all right? So,
this is so good.
He gets in his underwear and his gym shorts. He goes and he takes a nap upstairs. Linda is not home. She's working like a weird shift. He takes a nap. He said he goes up at like 2 and he 1 o'clock, 1:30. He wakes up at 4:15, which would be late for him, you know? So he looks at the clock, it says 4:15, and it's dark outside because it had been he got a shower, brushed his teeth. No, it gets better. Got in his car, did all that, made it to the bottom of his street. He had his lunch in his hand, his bag, his thing. He was going to go to morning skate and everything after he came into the show. Made it to the bottom of his street, turned the radio on, and Andrew goes, it's back to the pony cook it, or the pony show with Chris Mahler, or whatever, the PM team. He didn't realize till he was two streets away that it was 4:15 p.m. and not 4:15 a.m.
You have to be in such a different state of mind for that to happen to you.
He fully showered, got his lunch out of the refrigerator, or breakfast for the next day. Everything. He did not realize till he was in his car and driving here.
For him, he was full go Wednesday morning or whatever it was when it was still Tuesday after.
And I said, what did you do then? He said, well, I turned around and then I went home and waited for Linda and we had dinner.
What a kick in the nards.
I know.
Because I'd be, you know, it's hump day now. I'm ready for the rest of my week. And no, you still got to live through Tuesday night.
Or is it good? Because you know, hey, another 3 hours from now, I'm going right back to sleep.
But he did say he scrambled. Like, because he was normally getting up at, like, 3-something.
Right.
It was 4:15. He got in his car, and he was fast. He got a shower real fast, threw on clothes. And he's discombobulated to begin with. That's how he functions. Can you imagine Jim thinking he was late?
He's probably going through stoplights.
Right.
More cars on the road at that time. That would have been a giveaway.
What's that school bus doing?
Yeah, welcome back to the PM team. What? And I said, what did you do? He said, I put it in reverse. I turned it around in the driveway and went right up and thought nothing of it. Okay. So if you get to that point, that's a nap. I mean, that is a full on.
That's a slumber.
Well, you know what else about napping that's interesting? I'll do this if I sit on the couch and I'll like nod off for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There are times I wake up. It is, and everybody's had this feeling in their life. When you fall asleep and you don't know if you've been asleep for 28 hours or 28 seconds, you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
And you got the drool coming
that
down.
That startled sleep.
Yes, that one gets you. That one will get you. And the drool. Or you wake up because...
Yeah.
My wife will be... She works from home. She has an office like on the other side of the living room. And she'll be like, I was on a call and I heard you. Oh, well, what do you want?
Shut up, Eeyore.
Right. What do you want from me? All right. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. We get back into a bunch of hockey talk and football talk and, well, just general talk. So we do that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You're going to find it at Sun Chevrolet.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.